B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. I'm man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We're not on TV for a while today because obviously there's a Phillies game going on, and we'll keep you updated with the Phillies game. But today it's pure sports talk, and it is General Knowledge Wednesday. And of course, in General Knowledge Wednesday, you're playing for a pair of gold tickets. Tickets to Fanatic Fan Fest Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. You need a ticket to get in, but we're not going to charge you $10 and donate it to charity. We're giving these tickets to you for free. Now, this herein lies my soliloquy at the top of the show, because we found out that this practice is a sellout. And I want to get to the reasons why. You see, even though your team has won a Super Bowl, and is in fact done right by you by winning a Super Bowl, that doesn't mean you have to quit. It doesn't mean you have to take everything they do with your back against the wall and accept everything they do. And this is a situation where I believe you as a fan should not have accepted it. I don't care how they veil it, going to charity, the whole bit. You, like lemmings, bought up every ticket to go to this one game, even though they made no bones about further separation between their organization and their fan base by reducing it from 2-1 and then charging you. And you may have a family of five kids, $50 or $60 to go to a practice. I find it reprehensible. We talked about it yesterday, but it is an indication to me that Eagle fans have gotten a little softer because of the Super Bowl championship. Now, you're entitled to do what you want. I'm merely pointing out what the dangers of this is. The dangers is that they know they've got you, and they can do anything they want now. And it comes a point in time where you go, hey, a Super Bowl was great, but we as fans still have some rights. We still don't want to be put off by this big corporate monster that is now worth $3 billion as a franchise. So I would have expected that you could have made a statement by not selling out this practice and saying, you know what? It's out of line. Now, the whole world thinks it's out of line, except for apparently there's another radio station in this town that has wildly endorsed it. Now, let me get to the crux of that. You see, what you get here, at least what you get in my show, and which I will promise you every day, is honesty. Now, sometimes what gets in the way of honesty are corporate partnerships when you make deals to broadcast teams. They expect a certain loyalty. In this case, we broadcast the Flyers and the Sixers. Another radio station broadcasts the Eagles and the Phillies. I dare you to come up with one situation, at least on this show, where I have sacrificed my content to you, the listener and the fan, in lieu of holding up some kind of corporate interest. Because the way I look at it is, my corporate interest is you, the listener. That's my job. Everything else is gravy for the radio station. And I understand salespeople and corporate executives and how much they count on that kind of revenue. And I think it's wonderful that they do. But when it bleeds into what my honesty is to you, that's where I have a problem. Apparently, it does not bleed into another radio station in this town, which has sucked up this whole concept and has wildly endorsed fans paying $10 to go to a practice. Why do they do that? Are they being honest or are they protecting their corporate ass? You're not going to get a corporate ass protection here. Much to our chagrin, because we get harangued for it. And they should harangue us for it. I'm not saying they're wrong. They expect a certain loyalty. But they put us in a vice sometimes when we have a team that we broadcast. So what we have to do is straddle the line. I have to be honest to my constituency. The team does not pay me a dime. They can't be my constituency on this particular show. They can be a constituency of corporate interest. I get that. But on this show, you're going to get honesty. On some other radio shows in this town, you are not going to get honesty. In fact, there is one particular sports talk host in this town who worked for another radio station who actually gets a paycheck from the Eagles. You want honesty? You got it here. That's issue number two. Issue number one is I want to hear from you as an Eagle fan on why you think it's not a big deal to get charged for practices. And maybe at the end of the day, I'll learn something from you. I know how important it is to follow a team. I knew how important it was way back in the days of Westchester when people had an upfront, close view of their team where they felt connected to their team because they are actually close to them and players would walk by them. When it went to Lehigh, a similar experience. I understand the corporate reasons for having it at NovaCare. Their facilities are there. They can train better. I get it. But can't you give back more than one practice where you charge $10 for? And as a fan, how do you sit back and just take that? I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in the fan base that this thing sold out within one day without regard to what it means to you as a fan. What it means to you as a fan is they move it further and further away, and they take the kingdom all the way, and they build a bigger moat, and you're not getting across that moat, and you better like it, because your ticket prices are going to go up, and in the future, you're probably going to have to pay more for practices. This is on the same day that the Green Bay Packers announced that they are going to have, is it 18 or is it 13? 18. 18 open practices for their fans. Now, you can say, well, the fans have ownership of that team. Do they really? You own a dollar's worth of share of the Green Bay Packers? You're really an owner? They're giving it back to the fan base. 18 practices. You know why? Because it's goodwill. It's saying you're part of us, we're part of you. It's not my asset is worth $3 billion and I'm going to charge you to go to practice and I'm only going to give you one practice and you're going to like it. So today, I would love for you to explain to me why you like it. Here are the numbers to get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You want honesty? Come to the show. If you don't, Mike Missinelli Show, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Two o'clock hour. Mike Missinelli Show. It is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location. They're on North 7th Street, Philadelphia. Check them out today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to start the Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. If you're looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement that are in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie Eganoff, the horns, please.
They're just a little delayed.
Yeah.
Today's poll, after selling out this year's singular open practice, do you think the Eagles will charge more to watch practice in the future? 67% say yes, 33% say no.
All right, well, how does that make you feel? You feel good about it? Because I just got an email from a guy. This is the type of fan that irritates me. John, his name is. I won't put his last name out there.
I fully support the Eagles charging for training camp. Whether people like it or not, sports is a business. They saw an opportunity to make money, and they did it, and it worked. I fully support capitalism, and that's a great usage of the great capitalist system of our country. Word. And then I go, well, obviously you're not a real fan. And he writes back, I'm not a real fan. I spent over $3,000 to go to the Super Bowl. Guess what, John? 95% of the people that follow the Eagles don't have $3,000 to go to the Super Bowl. So who fights for the little guy? You? You elitist snob? I'm fighting for the little guy here. These are the people who want to take their kids to see a practice to get up close and personal with their heroes, which they probably can't do during a regular season for financial reasons. Because you got to pay $45 to park the freaking car. You got to pay over $100 a ticket. It's costly for a lot of people. The majority of people follow the team. So when the owner, who has an asset worth $3 billion, has a chance to give his fan base a break, what does he do? He charges $10, but he even does something worse than that. He sneaks behind the back and throws the charity thing in there so they won't feel as bad. That is the ultimate human being manipulation.
It's funny. That was the stat Sal Powell said out of the league meetings. It came out that 5% of NFL viewers in the country actually get to go to games.
Exactly.
So 95 are already excluded. This was a way to include those other 95, and now you put up a barrier for those guys.
Packers will hold 13 open training camp practices.
That's my fault.
Yeah, not 18. 13. Sal reported that to me this morning in a text. Interestingly enough.
Patriots have open practice. Steelers have a bunch. These are all winning organizations,
too. The Ravens and the Steelers, I think, are around like 13 to 16 open practices.
And these are winning organizations. All those teams that name have Super Bowls in their recent memory. Not just the Eagles.
Here's what I will say. Listen, they won a Super Bowl, all right? They gave you that. That doesn't mean you had to become a eunuch like Lord Ferris. Game of Thrones reference number one.
That's a nice one, but
thank you.
But I don't think we were ready this early.
Well,
you kind of got us.
I know.
I know.
Ready for a Game of Thrones reference early. All right. So it's General Knowledge Wednesday, and if you answer General Knowledge question correctly today, you're going to get a pair of FanFest tickets. Here are the categories: General Knowledge, Tourist Attraction by Wikipedia Description, Sidekicks Quiz in Modern Culture. Sidekicks.
Are we in Thai included?
You and Thai might be included. Could be fictional, could be nonfiction, could be movie, could be TV, could be cartoon.
Oh,
Cut topic. And then finally, geography, true or false, because nobody knows geography. I had to reduce it down to a true or false question. So you get a 50% chance to get tickets on that category.
That's good. I like these. I like them.
All right. We also have the NBA draft we're going to talk about today. Mark Zumoff will join us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk baseball issues with Jason Stark at 4 o'clock as the Phillies right now are tied with the Washington Nationals.
And if the Phillies game runs a little long, Stark will move to 4:30. He wants to kind of give a little recap.
Okay, good. And I have a bunch of mock drafts here. We'll go over the mock drafts, which really mean nothing, but we'll go over the mock drafts to see if the Sixers would take one of these players at pick number 24. Alex in Frankfurt. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Alex?
First of all, as always, practice my manners. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon to you, Alex.
All right. I finally saw you on TV yesterday. Oh, you look good. You look real good. And I went to a buffet for like kind of after Father's Day, treating myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to bring the family along. Yeah,
nice.
I could have went by myself, really.
Nice. Wait, you've never seen me on a TV at any level?
Yeah, I see you on the Philly Feud.
Okay. Yeah. We have some news on the Philly Feud coming up later in this show.
Well, thank you for that. Philly Feud. How I got on the mic.
Okay.
Philly Feud. But you were talking about the open practices and whatnot.
Right.
You know, basically it comes down to, you know, you can't please everyone. You know, sometimes you may make a decision that...
Let me ask you a question. they had free if they had a free practice, would they be pleasing everyone?
That's a good question.
Well, you know what the answer to it is, because you just said you can't please everyone.
Yeah,
if you had a free practice, you could please everyone.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? There's no maybe about it. If you get a free practice, it doesn't cost anything. What are you talking about? You can please everyone. The way to please everyone is have a billionaire provide something for free to his freaking fan base.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I think with the trying to raise the funds, I think as though if he's going to charge, I think it's like have people like donate, you know, whatever you can afford. I think that would.
Oh, that's
a lot
what I
better.
Said yesterday. Have a hat. Okay. Pass the hat. Have a big bucket.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to hear that particular part.
Yeah, and then the owner should come out and say, I'll match whatever's in the bucket. Come in for free, but donate whatever you want. Whatever's in there, I'll match it.
How about that? Awesome
I'm just
idea.
A problem solver, Alex.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
Thank you.
That's very awesome.
And yet I've never held a corporate job. I've got every corporate answer. Never held a corporate job.
That's why.
The freaking Joe Douglas was going to hire Todd McShay. You think the Phillies would hire me? No.
Yeah. Well, that's why I gave you your nickname, the Guru. You're the Guru.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Let's go to. Sometimes you need Mr. Logic to come in. You know all these suits. They sit around and they try to buff each other's tie pin. You know, sometimes you need a logical guy to come in. Hey, fellas, let me explain to you. You can satisfy all the masses by just having a free thing. Jeffrey, you got money. Just have them. If you come in, there's a box. You want to donate something to charity, put a little sum, whatever you can afford, into the box. And you match them. Do you know the goodwill that was? Yeah, but we won a Super Bowl. We can do anything you want. Yeah, but that's not good strategy for the long haul. Because eventually people can turn on you. So just keep them happy. Keep them as a part of things. See, that's what I would counsel. There's nobody in that organization that could give that kind of fundamental advice.
They probably did.
I don't think they did. They're all lemmings. You're sitting in a bunch of there with a bunch of executives. You think you're going to challenge them? It's like the CIA, for crying out loud.
See, that's the funny part, Mike. What kind of organization is better? The type where, isn't it better when the leader has an open mind? Versus a dictatorship like that?
What, all right, so you're sitting around and you discuss this idea. All right, let's just, we're in the boardroom.
Yeah.
Somebody brings up the idea to Lori. Hey, let's just cut it down to one practice and then we'll charge for it. Now, what's your reaction to that?
My reaction would be, you know, we've been doing two free ones. If we're only going to do one, it seems like a big ask to ask for some money.
So there's got to be somebody say, well, okay, so why would that be a good idea? What could you possibly say? What could be the answer to a question in a boardroom that says, why is that a good idea? There's no answer that can satisfy that question. Why is that a good idea? If somebody in a boardroom asked that question, when that idea was presented, what would be the answer that would be 100% accurate and truthful and logical?
You know what the person probably said? It was a bean counter that said, well, it does cover our costs.
It covers our costs. It gives us a tax exemption. You know what it doesn't do? It doesn't create any goodwill with your fans.
No, it doesn't. But they'll say, oh, well, it actually cost us. We lost money on those practices. Because remember, they said all the proceeds. So you take the $20, Ticketmaster gets their cut. You take the $20 they get, they have to pay however many dollars based on how many people come. And then they're going to donate the rest. Mm-hmm. See, everybody assumed they're donating. No, they use the word proceeds, which means after they cover their cost of whoever they have to pay for the grounds crew, because they used to eat that for the fans. Now they say, we'll cover all those costs, so you'll make even more money, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey said, that sounds like good, because I like money.
Yeah. So this is what it does to the fan, which I always take the fan viewpoint. This puts a gun to the fan's head, because the fan can't go anywhere else, and they know it. And this is why sports, in my opinion, a great organization is considerate of that, because it's not like buying a loaf of Strowman's and you don't like Strowman's and you go to Wonder. You're not going anywhere here. They got you. The only voice you have is to say, you know what? That's not right that they're charging. Well, because they won a Super Bowl, right now, they're going to suck up anything that they give us. Now, I'm here to say, review that. Reevaluate that. Because if you suck up everything they give us, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to give you more of the same. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike, I couldn't be any more in agreement with you. You know, I think, you know, look, you win the Super Bowl in the second year of Doug Peterson, but what about the 3 years of Dreck under Chip Kelly? What about the 14 years of nonsense we dealt with Andy Reid? You would think that you would try to find every way possible to win your fans over. Look, I think a lot of fans are starting to change over to like the Phillies, the Sixers, the Flyers. You know, hey, they are what they are. But I mean, the fact that 97.5 The Fanatic has always been objective to all four teams is the one thing keeping me listening to the station, because I am sick and tired, just like you, of the other guys perpetuating the heck out of the Eagles, because this is what they've kind of negotiated behind the scenes, that you are going to talk more Eagles than anything else on your airwaves. 97.5 The Fanatic always stay faithful to the four teams. That's what I respect about you people. So keep that in mind. And I think that the Eagles doing what they do with this one practice is absolutely nonsense. You ran down the teams of you know, double-digit practices they're giving out. That's what you want to win me over, Eagles? That's what you can do.
I think the Patriots, the Patriots won more than one, haven't they? They won a few, right? So what are they doing? Are they closing down their practices? Are they charging for practices? No, they don't care.
You know what that says, Mike, is that they got something to hide.
If anybody has a right to shut their fan base out, it would be the Patriots. Listen, man, we win multi-Super Bowls. We can charge anything we want. Do they do that? Two open lines just opened. 610-622-0975. Listen, man, if you agree with that guy that I quoted earlier in an email, I'd like to hear it. Because in no way can I see that this is a good idea. And as a fan, if you feel like you had no other choice, then just tell me that too. Say, you know what? I don't like it, but I had no other choice. I wanted to go to a practice, so I had to pay the freight. And then I will ask you, okay, well, then do you feel that when you gave that $10, did you feel good about it? If you didn't feel good about it, then it's not worth it, is it? You don't feel good about putting money out? Why would you put it out? Just stay away. So, you know, no, guess what? You guys don't have the right to do that. I'll catch you when you have a preseason game. I'm not going to go to this practice. Nobody did it. Everybody went flying to the internet to get their tickets.
They said that sometimes it was tough to get on the website at first because so many people flooded to get it.
It's amazing to me. It really is. One time, just stand up. No. Tim in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, Tim?
Well, listen, I'll try and keep this short. So my daughter, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and, you know, dads and daughters don't have much in common. But the one thing we do have in common is our love for Sunday football or, you know, Monday night football.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves the Eagles. She's crazy about the Eagles. So, you know, always asking me questions, and, you know, we bonded over it and whatnot. So I thought, well, you know, they got the summer training camp, and her birthday's in the summer. Her birthday's August 3rd. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to surprise her and take her down there for one of the practices for her birthday, and she'll, like, be totally blown away. This is going to be so great. I'm going to be, like, the best dad ever, and she'll just be, like, totally blown away. She loves Fletcher Cox. She's, you know, big Fletcher Cox fan, loves Carson Wentz. And, you know, maybe if we get like a selfie or an autograph, that would just be like the icing on the cake. Well, now we got the one practice and I'm shut out. So my whole big birthday surprise for my daughter is a no go. So I'm extremely disappointed. I can't fathom the reason why, you know, they want to do this.
But did you buy the ticket for the one practice?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Uh huh. Okay.
But
you could have done the same thing with your daughter if you bought the ticket.
I did. I wasn't going to quite be the same because it's the day after her birthday, and I was like, I was thinking it over because I was like, yeah, $10, it's not a lot. But, you know, like you said, they always have these free practices. But, yeah, oh, they're donating to charity. Well, yeah. You think, like, people aren't going to drink a beer or buy a hot dog or get a souvenir? They're going to make money off of that, too.
Sure they are.
You know? And then, you know, listening to a couple of your other callers, you know what's going to happen is, like, you know, Dallas, Jerry Jones, he's going to turn around and, you know, probably open up more free practices just to stick it in the Eagles' face to make them look even worse.
Yeah, they won't do that, though. I don't care what the Eagles are doing. I'm just focused on what's right and wrong to me. And what's right and wrong is now you don't charge. I mean, that's wrong. All right, let's get to Adam and Drexel Hill in here. Adam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Adam.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Adam?
So, first of all, I've been listening to you guys for a very long time. Tyrone, I see him at the club down on 19th Street. Not going to name any names, but I see you guys eating at a spot. I do security over there. I want to start off by saying, right, I, for one, have a backbone. And this city has changed over the years. I've gone to games at the Vet that cost a dollar. I've gone to Sixers games that were basically free. Gone to Eagles practices at Lehigh. Going to Eagles practices at the new Lincoln Financial Field. And, I'm a father of four. It's impossible for me to go to the games. I'm from Philadelphia. I, like many people and many friends that I have, all feel the same way. It's almost impossible to be a fan of any Philadelphia sports team at this point. They're gouging our eyes out every year, and they're disrespecting us as fans.
Whoa, wait. You're painting with a big, broad brush here. How do you interpret that big statement? Now, in this particular situation, yeah, we're talking about this particular situation, but how are the sports teams in this city gouging people?
Well, I'll give you an example. So years ago, I didn't have to get Comcast Sportsnet to watch the Phillies, did I? I do now.
Well, the world changes, bro. I mean, yeah, you have to...
Granted. That's the call that I'm making. Is that Philadelphia, like the caller stated earlier, is a capitalist society. We are now capitalist. We're not there for the fans. These sports teams are not there for us anymore. I understand your position as a sports talk caster.
Well, listen, I think the teams are trying to win. That's all they can give you. They can also give you they can throw you a bone every now and then. That's all I'm saying. When there's a chance to throw you a bone, and there aren't many chances for a team to throw their fan base a bone, here's one situation where they could have thrown them a bone. And again, I ask the question, why is this a good idea? And you're going to come back with me, well, it goes to charity. And here's my answer to that. Whatever you can donate can go to charity, and then the billionaire owner can match it. So what else do we have to talk about? I never thought of that. Oh, okay. I guess your tie was too tight and your suit was cut too thin when you walked into that boardroom. Jay in Oregon. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
How's it going?
How you doing, Jack?
I wanted to talk some Sixers if that's cool with you.
Go ahead.
All right, so, I mean, I'm looking at the free agents coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. I see Kawhi, Kyrie, Kemba, all these guys. I don't think we're in the market for any of them. I think Jimmy's looking bleaker and bleaker by the day, same with Tobias. So my question to you is, with all his issues, would you be open to signing Russell?
Russell who?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, D'Angelo Russell?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
He's a ball-dominant guard, and they already have one. He wouldn't blend with Ben Simmons.
All right, Mike, here's another one. Mm-hmm. Would you reopen trading for Chris Paul with all those issues in Houston that have come
up? No. Why would I want Chris Paul? Chris Paul's a ball-dominant point guard.
He doesn't need to be, though.
But yes, he does.
He's proven that with Harden.
No. First of all, he's slipping. And second of all, he can't be a two on this team.
I don't know about that. I think he's a good shooter. I think he could be a solid background piece. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't. I'm so sorry, Jay. You hung up on me. It's a shame you weren't listening to yesterday's show because we laid it all out for you.
Right.
We laid all out the possible free agents and the replacements. They're going to sign one of them. They're going to sign either Butler or Tobias Harris. They're not going to lose on both of them.
No.
So they sign one of them. You've got like $40 million now to spend on other players. It's not going to be Klay Thompson. It's probably not going to be Durant. It's not going to be Kawhi. But you can bring in a couple of guys for that kind of price, a couple of good guys. Now, apparently the Sixers are interested in Al Horford. It's come out that the favorites to land Horford, who renounced his last year in his deal and wanted to look for a multi-year deal, Lakers, Mavs, Sixers, and Rockets. Now, where would that, would Al Horford be a starting four here?
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah. And again, your backup center.
So you would endorse the signing of Al Horford.
If I can't run it back, he's interesting. He's done a great job taking care of his body. He still plays really, really good defense. So now look at the playoff situation now. Let's say it's Butler. Let's just say it's Butler for a second. So now your defense from Simmons, Butler, Horford, and Embiid, it almost doesn't matter who the fifth player is because you can hide them. Look at the defense you could play in the playoffs. So, yeah, I wouldn't be against that. It's not a perfect fit in the regular season, but I think it's actually a team that where your roster is better for the playoffs than the regular season.
Well, we talked about three different scenarios yesterday. One scenario is having Tobias and Butler back, in which case you then sign some role players with exemption money, like Ricky Rubio or Patrick Beverly, and then you can exceed your salary cap by bringing back JJ and Scott, and your starting two guard would be a reasonable priced Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, that type of player. The other scenario is you only sign one of them. You can reach out for hire, and you sign Chris Middleton as your two, or you go with a guy like Terrence Ross, and then you sign Millsap with that money as your four. So now the other scenario you throw in here is Al Horford. That money would be used for Al Horford. If you only sign one of Butler and Tobias Harris, then Al Horford gets into the picture.
And you probably could get Al for 4 years because that's the max you give him. You could probably give him 26. So he comes out making another $100 million guaranteed, and you don't pay a max, so you can use that other $6 million or so for another player, possibly.
Which would be your starting two.
Most likely.
Which you'd have to get a guy at that price to be your starting two, and have JJ come off the bench.
Or what you end up doing is, you do that, and then you end up giving JJ your mid-level exception. So you give JJ $9 million, you give Caldwell Pope like $6 million. And then that's your roster.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I know people look at big names. They see a guy like Kevin Walker. They see the news of Chris Paul. They're trying to make a deal. And then Jimmy Butler sign trade and all that kind of stuff. You got to look at a team that has Ben Simmons as the ball dominant one. They're not going to move him to four. Get that out of your head. So you got to get a guy who can accompany the guy that has the ball in his hands. It's not going to be Chris Paul. It's not going to be Kemba Walker. It's not going to be D'Angelo Russell. So those three guys would not be a fit. I know they look like attractive names, but they're not a fit, in my view. Do you think Tyrone, they're a fit?
No.
Any of them?
No. If they need the ball, they don't fit.
All right. On the other side, I'm going to go over some mock drafts, and just for your interest on all these venues that have these mock drafts and who the Sixers may get at pick number 24 and the subsequent 4 second rounders. 610-632-0975. I haven't done a general knowledge question yet. My mistake. I've been so carried away with the convo, and my man from Oregon hung up on me. I was going to give him the first shot.
Yeah,
he hung up on me. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 247 on the Mike Missinelli Show. I just wanted to reiterate that the thing about a radio station like this is that it always must be conscious of what the fans are thinking. And that's the way I've always tried to approach this job. And I understand that there are sometimes corporate conflicts. For the most part, we do the Sixers and Flyers. For the most part, the Sixers and Flyers have gotten it. My mantra is the only requirement that I put on teams is to do right by their fans. And if they're not doing right by their fans, in my opinion, I think I have a responsibility to put it out there that they're not doing right by their fans. Whatever it is, the issue is, then we've been critical of the Sixers and Flyers and the Eagles and the Phillies. And I look at them all the same way without regard to what the corporate interest is. Now, as I said before, the Sixers and Flyers have been very cool when we've had to go down paths that may be a little critical. I don't know what goes on with the Eagles, to be honest with you. But I can assure you that the first thing I'm going to do is not think about the corporate interest that we have. The first thing I'm going to do is to think about whether they're doing right by the fan. If that gets me in trouble, it gets me in trouble. All right, let's look at these mock drafts. The Sixers, this is the mock draft. This is by Sam Vecini. Who's this, Tyrone?
He's from The Athletic.
He's the Athletic guy. Yeah. He's got the Sixers taken. Matisse Thybulle, the 6'5 guy from Washington who can defend but can't shoot.
Yeah, you'd hate that pick.
I hate it because he can't shoot.
Right.
Not a shooter. I can't afford to have a non-shooter here unless it's a guy like the Villanova kid.
Where you know right away he can help you in some other way.
Exactly. Right and, now, this kid.
He's got an injury history, too.
This kid was known as a decent defender in the Pac-12 for a team that played zone.
Right, but they say he's really good off the ball, good instincts. Apparently, he's held up well in the workouts, but I wouldn't love to pick either.
They played zone at Washington.
Yes, 2-3 zone.
Yes, they played a Syracuse zone.
I don't like those guys.
All right, and he can't shoot. He struggles.
30% from three on the college line.
Yes. All right, so now we go to Sarah Todd from the Inquirer. Her mock draft has Sixers taking Ty Jerome. Nice player, never hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Make all the right plays. Very useful player. Don't know if he'll be an NBA star, but he'll be a contributor in this league.
Yeah.
Is he ready to contribute next year? I would, you know, to me, he's not strong enough yet.
Yeah, I agree. Physically
not strong enough. All right, so let's go with, no, that wasn't Sarah Todd's. Who's the draft?
Sorry to overload you.
They're all together. This was David Murphy. This is Dave Murphy's mock draft. Here's Sarah Todd's. She's got I got a lot of papers to go through here. Oh, Matisse Thybulle. So there's two Matisse Thybulles, one Ty Jerome, and now here's Mark Narducci.
Yeah.
From the Inquirer. And Mark Narducci has the Sixers taking Cameron Johnson. Now, Cameron Johnson would probably be my pick if he's there. He's probably not going to be there.
Yeah, I agree. He's really a shooter. He can really shoot it. So you know
he's got good size, and so like he would be the guy I would favor.
I think Keith Pompey's got cut off at number 22 on the website. I believe he also has Johnson.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this with Mark Zumwalt, who's going to join us at 3 o'clock. Is he coming in live or is he on the phone?
He's on the phone because of the preempt with the Phillies.
Okay, all right. All right, so let's go back to the phones and maybe we can give away a pair of tickets here. Mike and Delran. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, bud?
Hey, I want to talk about the practice for the Eagles, but I also would like to ask you about a player in the draft for tomorrow.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's hard to say right, wrong, or fair or not fair. I think it's a matter of what can they get away with, right? You know, it's a business. I know they can get away with that. You know, I like those practices because I like to take my kids, because I don't like to take them to games. Sometimes they're a little too rough when the kids were a little younger, right? I take them to those practices. I wish they didn't limit it to one. You know, if you're going to charge, you know, maybe you open it up to three instead of the two that they have.
Right, no, I get to answer the same question I've been asking all day. Why is it a good idea to charge?
Because it's what they can do.
See, this is where I come in. Because we shouldn't just take what they can do.
Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with it, Mike, but you know what? They sold out and how quick?
Well, that bothers me.
Me, yeah, me too. I'm not buying. I wouldn't go. Like, I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah, it bothers me that people just followed along with it without standing up and saying, yeah, listen, I know you want us a Super Bowl, but come on, man.
Right.
We're standing up here. We're not going to sell this thing out.
For myself, and I only speak for myself, I had season tickets, right? I make it to games if I want to go. I understand if some people can't, but not everybody. You know, you're already going to spend money when you get down there anyway, whether that is practices were free or not. Don't bellyache over $10. Come on.
Well, it's not the $10 that's the issue. It's the principle of them doing it. issue. Because if they can do that, they're going to do more stuff. They knock down from 2-1. Guess what? Next year, you're not going to get any practice.
Yeah, they have no heart.
I'll probably get practice as a way to raise money. They'll give
all right,
one.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. Where's Manute Bol's kid rank on some of that?
Bobo could be there at 24.
I like him. I mean, maybe there's guys that are better, but if you're looking, something we have to address, mm-hmm. the backup center. I've seen the kid play. He can shoot for whatever reason. He's fallen in the draft, but you know, if he's somewhere around the high teens, you know, 20, if you could trade a second round pick and your pick up, I wouldn't mind.
You would trade up to get Bobo?
I mean, a couple spots. Once you're after the top 10, 15, it's all just a wash. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd trade up to get him.
I don't know. What do you think, though? You like the kid or not?
He's Manute-esque.
I know.
You know, he makes threes in college. It's a whole different climate making threes in the NBA. So I don't know if I like him or not.
I'd have no problem with him eating 4 chicken sandwiches and drinking a milkshake.
Well, yeah, that's the point. And plus, he's got injury problems. I don't know. I would probably pass on him.
All right,
Bobo. And now, would you like a general knowledge question?
Ah, sure.
All right, here we go. General knowledge category. What is the name for the afternoon break observed in Spain?
The name for the afternoon break observed in Spain. No, I'm not even going to try again.
Oh, really, dude? Speedy Gonzalez used to take it.
A siesta. I wish we did that here.
I can use a nap.
You know, they do it in Italy, too. They take a couple hours off in the afternoon.
Yeah, Portugal. Isn't it?
There's a lot of places that do that. Yeah, a lot of Europe. A lot of some parts of South America as well.
Uh-huh. It's a good idea.
It's a great idea. We take a nap from everybody gets together, have a nap 12 to 2 or so, come right out and boom, hit the show.
I have to tell you the story of, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but I told it before when I was in Italy with my daughter and we went to a little sidewalk cafe to have a little lunch.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the story after the break. It has something to do with the Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to tie it in. All right, so Zoo coming up at 3 o'clock right here. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.